Radio, and joining us once again, it's Dr. D, Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Pegger Road. Let's get to our first question. Here you go.
How do you keep a dog from scooching his butt across the floor?
Does he do it all the time, or did it just start?
Just kind of like once in a while, man. It's just kind of weird, you know?
Okay.
Just happens. When you least expect it, it's actually kind of funny.
That's because they have either tapeworms. If they're eating shrews or raw moose meat or things like that, they can actually get a tapeworm that scoots out, and it's kind of disgusting. But usually you see those little friends scooted across behind them if they do
that. So look for worms, possibly.
We'll look for worms or the history that they've had those. The most common problem, though, is the anal glands. They get a little full. They're little glands that sit between the two layers of the anal muscles, and when they go to the bathroom, they're supposed to kind of squeeze them. And if they don't, then they use your carpet and scoot to make them unload.
And that's what you don't, because that's
probably on your carpet after they do
it. I don't know of anything that smells worse.
It's terrible smelling.
So, but to do that, you can take them in and get them drained?
And groomers usually do it while they're going ahead and giving them a bath in the tubs. They do it from the externally, and we do something a little more thoroughly and a little more invasive, but we really clean them out good.
Right, okay.
We're the anal gland rotor-rooters, you know.
Okay,
you know,
then, let's move on.
At what age should my dog cat undergo blood tests for conditions associated with their age and maintenance of this?
That is a great question. We suggest that at age 7, you start taking blood work for your dogs. And we just had a big discussion of clients. And I don't even get blood work for myself. And this is not just for dogs. This is for people.
Yeah.
If you go ahead, they've proven that if they go ahead and start doing blood tests on you or your pet and cats and horses and everything, and we find something that's really just off and like your kidneys are a little stressed.
Sure.
There's a diet we can change for cats and dogs. And the same with people. If you have something, you're high cholesterol, you better know it now before you have a heart attack.
Right.
You know, so there's bunch of different things.
So blood work, obviously. So
about
after seven. Okay.
We usually do it once at 7, and we try and watch out. I don't want to look in the pocketbooks of folks that respecting their medical service for their pet. I'd love to do it annually. But it's about $270 to do the whole profile.
Right. So,
you know, we have the wellness programs where you can just pay a set fee every month, and it includes that. So you pay, you know, $50 for the dogs a month for dogs 1 to 6 and over.
Perfect.
Six. It comes with, I don't know, it's like $60, $70, but it comes with a dental and everything. So, you know, you can
plan
it.
Good call. Let's go. We got one more.
What's the average life expectancy of a Rottweiler? I got one at 16 years old.
You have a 16-year-old Rottweiler, and what is the life expectancy?
Still fat, happy, and sassy, so...
All right. So there you go.
Well, he sounds like he's doing wonderful. He had probably good genes and everything. It just depends on where you get your Rottweiler, if they got arthritis or not, because, you know, Rottweilers are really large. And sometimes what happens is they get arthritis or hip dysplasia. And it's not so much that their dementia or anything, but their body below their head kind of falls apart. So you're really lucky. You must have kept him down on a little bit of weight and got him around and doing stuff. That's really a large... I've got a 16-year-old wiener dog, so I'm really happy.
16 is old for pretty much any pet, if a dog or cat. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good lifespan.
It is, but we're seeing these go higher and higher with cats and dogs. It used to be 12.
Right, I remember
and
that.
And now we're up to 15, 16 with the new things, and that's where blood work comes in.
Right. We had little Jake. He was 16 or 17. Yep. We got Prance the cat that's almost there as well. So, they do live longer these days.
And the key is, if you catch something early on blood work before they show physical signs, you can actually just even alter their food and save their lives and give them 3 or 4 more years.
Keep that in mind. There you go. That's Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital. Call 479-2800.